Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June 10th. Starting off the week here, corn steady, beans up 8 cents, wheat steady. We had the president announce that there won't be any tariffs against Mexico, at least for the time being. So that rallied the market a little bit here during the day. We were lower overnight when we knew about it. I'm not sure why we were lower overnight, but we come back to steady in the corn and higher in the beans. Bean exports this morning were pretty good, 715. Wheat, okay, 465. Inspections on the corn, 851. That was a good number. We've tried to rally these beans. We've rallied them as much as 18 cents off the lows here this morning. Been a pretty strong day in the beans. I think people are taking a look ahead at what tonight's crop progress reports are going to be. People are thinking that the corn is going to be 50 to 55% good to excellent, with about 75 to 80% planted. It looks like we could have somewhere around 60, 65% of the beans planted out here. I still think we're going to be behind on the beans, which is why I think the beans are strong here today. The weather doesn't look too bad. We've got some rains later in the week, but we'll see what gets planted out here. I think when it's all said and done, the corn's got a reason to rally out here. We couldn't go down and fill any the second gap in the corn. We have filled the second gap in the bean and then bounced out of there by more than a dime, so I think that's pretty friendly. So the market continues to act like a market that needs to move a little bit higher here yet. And we've got the dryness in Australia for the wheat and Russia for the wheat, so we've got some problems there. So overall, I still think the pros want to buy the dips in this market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.